Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. I think His greatest miracles are you and me, right? He can take stubborn, opinionated, self-willed people and create them into a new creature and make them examples of his love, His righteousness in the earth. It's an amazing thing. It's probably nothing. I mean, it's nothing to part waters. I mean, what the Israelites walked through on dry ground, the Red Sea, the Jordan. Now, that's not hard. It's hard to get us to delight to do His will, right? Can we say His laws within our hearts? All right, let's move on with a message I've been sharing. And this is the final verse of the fifth chapter of Matthew, which is the Sermon on the Mount. A lot of very, very important truths and principles and commands that are given in that portion of Scripture. And Matthew 5:48, Jesus declares, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." All right, what we're going to look at now for today's broadcast is how can we begin to apply the things that we have shared, these several broadcasts, how can we apply them personally to our own lives? And it is for this reason that I'm taking the time to share this with you, because it's a very serious, I believe, and important message. First of all, or before anything else, listen now closely, we first have to believe that it is God's will for us to strive for perfection and attain the full stature of Jesus Christ in our lives. Now, we might not do that perfectly because, you know, we live in a fallen world. Sin is in temptation and trials are a part of our life. But we know that when we see Him, we shall be as He is. We shall see Him as He is, praise God. It will be that work, that final completion of redemption, of salvation will be complete when we receive our glorified bodies. And so we have to believe, you know, there's a difference between perfect behavior and a perfect heart. That's what we're talking about, a perfect heart. And so with all that we are, we must believe, that must be our goal in life, to achieve, to strive after. Even Paul said that, I don't say I've attained it, but I'm pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what each and every one of us are to do. And if we don't believe this is possible to have a pure and a perfect heart, if we believe that such a thing is impossible for us and forever beyond our reach, then it will remain just that, an impossibility. But if we believe that Jesus said what He meant and meant what He said, we see that God has called us into a holy calling, into a divine pathway. As Isaiah called it, a highway called holy. None shall walk up there but the pure in heart. Only the righteous shall walk therein. It's a walk, beloved. It's a calling. It's an election that the world knows not of. Beloved, you are the righteousness of God in Christ if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are a partaker of His divine nature, and to you he will not impute sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I always give you scripture for what I say, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us," for you and me, "who knew no sin," talking about Jesus, "that we might be made," not our own efforts, is His work, "the righteousness of God in Him. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." So how can we be perfect even as our Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So I'd like to suggest three things that you and I can do. First of all, we need to pray. We should come to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to do this work in our lives. But we must, and I repeat, we must come to Him in faith. We must ask in full faith and not in unbelief. So often Jesus would ask those who came to Him for healing, as recorded in the Gospels, "Believest thou that I am able to do this?" And remember the leper that came to Him? And, you know, they were unclean. They were outcast from society. And he came to Jesus. He had that he must have heard about Jesus, what he was doing, healing the lepers and healing and opening the blind eyes and the ears of the deaf. And he said, "Lord, if you are willing." Oh, the Lord is waiting for us to say, "Lord, if you're willing." And the answer is yes. The first chapter of James tells us that we must ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he says, "Therefore, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." You know, we're wasting our breath. And so we must pray. And so why don't we do it right now? Father, we do ask. We ask, Lord, that we will have perfect hearts before you. Lord, we know that we can't say that we're without sin. John said that if any man sin, you know, he's a liar. The truth is not in him. But Father, with our hearts, as the patriarchs of old, as David, his heart was perfect with the Lord. Did that mean his behavior was? No. Lord, he fell, he failed, but you forgave him. And we have record through beautiful Psalms, the things that he expressed in thanksgiving and wonder and love for what you had done in his life. And so, Father, we thank you that, no, we're not perfect, but you're making us perfect. We shall be as Jesus. And so, Father, thank you for doing that work. Thank you for giving us that desire. Thank you for Lord, you're the author of our faith. Thank you for increasing, perfecting our faith that we can believe, God, that in our own lives, yes, brother, sister, that's you. I don't care how many times you failed. You know, it's not willpower. If you've ever been on a diet and failed, right? That doesn't work. I can't stay on a diet. I can't fast because God's anointed me for that. I come to Him and I say, "Lord, it's not my ability, it's yours," and He enables me. And so we trust God to do that. And so, Father, thank you for that work in our lives. All right, moving on quickly. So not only should we pray, but we need to study to show ourselves approved. What is perfection? It's really divine agape love and knowledge of the Word of God. And we, you know, it's not only the choice of the spirit and the mind to will to do the will of God, but He helps us to do that, but it's also the utilization of our emotion. God brings those together in Him. And as with that volition, which we've done in prayer, then we have to also continue on to study to show ourselves approved through the Word of God, studying the commandments of God, the words, the actions of the life of Jesus as shown and displayed in the Word of God in the Gospels. And as the Lord spoke to Joshua, to meditate day and night upon the Word of God, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against thee." 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul told his young disciple, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And we can do that through the help of the Holy Spirit. And then, so it's not just praying and applying ourselves through study and meditating and thinking upon the Lord. But then, you know, we have to do something else. It's the perfection of faith. It's acting on the Word of God. James 1:22 says, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Sometimes we think, well, if we can listen to enough sermons, go to church enough, somehow that that's all that's sufficient. You got to do what the word, you got to do what you're hearing. You got to do what you're reading. A few verses later, however, verse 25, James says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Think about that. You want to be blessed? Well, we act upon the word of God. You know, we can't deceive ourselves. And so often we can be lulled into lukewarmness, into falling asleep. We can't, the devil, we are dealing with a wily foe. And be not ignorant of his devices. Amen, beloved? But be steadfast in the word. Be alert. Redeem the time. Be aware of, pray always without ceasing. Connect always with the Lord, and he'll bring you in wonderful ways through your day. So many of our problems are because we don't consult with the Lord first. We don't, and it's not the amount of time you spend. When Jesus prayed, he ministered to you, and he said, be healed. I mean, it wasn't a really long prayer. God knows your circumstances. He knows the season of your life. He knows the time frame you're operating under. And as long as our heart is to please him, then he will show you ways to get through this season in your life. And yes, we have different seasons. There's time you have a lot more time than you do presently. If you're raising a family, that time may be limited, but he'll show you how to make the best and most abundant use of your time. Well, my time is just my time on this broadcast is coming to a close. So I must bring it to a conclusion, and we'll continue on tomorrow. I hope you're being blessed. I've just really enjoyed this series, and I pray the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. First of all, that you will know it is possible and that you're on your way. You're on a journey, praise God. And the end of that journey is joy unspeakable and full of glory that we can partake of even now. Well, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. Should you email, I will confirm receipt and pray for whatever needs you share. And if you would like further ministry, I do invite you to enclose your mailing address, which is never shared. That's a sacred trust. You don't do that. I know some ministries, I know they sell mailing lists. We don't do that. Never have done it. And I will share with you whatever God gives. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.